Haiti faces political collapse. A ministry to AIDS patients finally gets some good news. And a mission team heads home for Christmas. Details coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. If legislative elections in Haiti don't take place 10 days from right now, political collapse will likely ensue.
I mean, that is an extremely short window, and to be able to get things organized would be a small miracle in and of itself. But I do think that they're seeing that the people are serious about this.
The Prime Minister's resignation last week failed to pacify crowds of protesters in Port-au-Prince. Bill Passons of AMG International says it's not entirely surprising.
It's like the same thing over and over again. People come in with lots of promises and not much changes. And after a period of time, they say, we got to have change again. But the extreme poverty and the instability seem to always be the constants there.
Even so, Passons is hoping the chaos will cause people to look beyond the government.
If anything, what this does is just shows the frailty of man's systems and that we can't put faith in man. Ultimately, we need to look to God and put faith in God, and that's the stability that Haiti needs, and that's the stability that each Haitian needs. As the gospel message is preached, even in these times of trouble, that rings even more true.
Pray for truth and stability in Haiti. Next, Jesus said we have to continuously forgive people. That's what a widowed wife in Colombia is doing. Kelly's husband, Pobble, an outreach partner with Voice of the Martyrs Canada, was killed late last month. The two murderers confessed and were arrested. Kelly recently told them that she was hurt and her children lost their father, but she also forgave them. She said Pobble lived and died for the cause of Christ. Pray for the family to have strength and to be comforted. This is Mission Network News. Good news just arrived from a team fighting AIDS in the Democratic Republic of Congo. AIDS Awareness is a church-based program run by a missionary serving with Africa Inland Mission. Their work in the community has multiple facets, and it all opens doors to talk about Christ. In recent days, the AIM missionary learned a new source of funding will keep the program going. AIM's praising God for this. You can, too. Get the full report at our website. Meanwhile, it's been a full but satisfying December for a medical missions team serving with Vision Beyond Borders. They've spent the past couple of weeks in Southeast Asia caring for refugees and delivering Bibles to closed countries. As the team heads home this week, VBB's Diane Romaine is asking you to pray for a couple of things.
Pray that God would continue to work his perfect plans in each of their lives to draw them closer to him and to his purposes. And then for the church overseas, just for his continued protection for them and that they will just continue to shine their light in the midst of the darkness.
Don't forget to check out the full trip report at missionnetworknews.org.
It's amazing to see the difference that it makes to these people. A lot of times it isn't necessarily what we bring or what we do. It's just knowing that somebody cares and that somebody would come from half a world away to bring them something, to know that they're thought of.
And for those who shop at Family Christian Stores, we have a special message for you. Family Christian Stores held an 8-day campaign to raise funds for a rescue center for girls in red light districts in the Dominican Republic. Steve Biondo of Family Christian says,
just a big thank you to all Family Christian shoppers out there for shopping with us this Christmas season. Proceeds from all shopping go to causes such as this. For all of you who gave to this project, your generosity made it happen.
And here's what your giving accomplished.
It'll actually not only start operations, but these are faith-based operations in country to share the good news of Jesus Christ, that he is our rescuer in every way. So not only will kids be rescued physically, but we will share with them the full gospel of Jesus Christ.
For more stories about Family Christian Stores and international missions, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Keep track of your busy schedule and pray for people around the world. Get the free Vision Beyond Borders 2015 picture calendar. It'll encourage you to pray for believers worldwide and keep the Great Commission in the forefront of your mind. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.